This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So it's me and the king, fake story,
making it up, lying. The king was there. No
Here's
way.
The real story. Trapped.
King would never be in the room with
now you. Now we're telling the real story. When Kevin sent out the email for this episode, the subject was Zoom link for Whit and Clay episode. And then I think he just typed out in the body, click to join.
Which is what you would do with a hyperlink.
And I click. And then I clicked a different part of it. I clicked every single part of it.
I was clicking it for 8 or 9 minutes.
I got hurt. Hurt my hand. Hurt my arm.
Hurt my hand. Broke my computer. Expensive. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's coming out of somebody's end of the Patreon, but I'm not paying for it.
I made a mess in my room.
Well, I ended up getting in a fight with my wife because I was cussing so much, which we're doing No Cuss November early this year. We decided to start it really early. We know we're not going to make it all the way to November, but we just said like, all right, well, let's get some of it out of the way now. And then we'll maybe do like a couple weeks in the fall and just spread it out. Cause it's so hard all at once,
which by definition, if I'm doing No Cuss November, that also means No Nut November as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it's hand in hand.
In that moment, I will say, shit.
Yeah.
When that
Similar
moment
for me.
Arrives.
When it's, I'm getting closer and closer and I'm kind of in control. I'm going, okay, yes, I'm liking this. Yes, I appreciate, thank you for that.
I appreciate
All right,
that.
This is okay. Dicks. Dicks ass, I say.
What happened, Kevin? How'd you do that?
So if you highlight words and hit Command K.
Don't say me.
It makes the link.
Do this, Kevin. When we talk about this, is just like more helpful therapeutic communication. Don't say if you do this.
Yeah,
sorry.
You click the thing. If you say one thing that happened to me,
I will never.
I
do
did
this.
Something. Yes, I did something nasty.
I would never be in the position to have this job. Never in my life. And if I did, I would never, ever do this.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I did something nasty. If yes. I highlight a couple words and hit Command K, it automatically makes the hyperlink. After discovering this, sometimes I see how fast I can click Command K and Command V to paste it. Sometimes I do it so fast and hit send that I don't realize I actually never even sent the link. I didn't click K at all or V. I think that might be what happened today.
So it's a speed test against yourself,
The
being judged by and witnessed by no one. And the reward is only that we have something to talk about potentially on the beginning of the podcast if you fail.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting exercise. And ultimately, you know, in all sports, all competition, like it really is just you versus yourself, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's the man in the mirror is the only one I'm playing against.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting my Happy Meal ass kicked up and down Main Street daily by Mr.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
And welcome.
The Guide.
Insider Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names, Red Carpet Back. And I can I say this, and I want to welcome our guests. The story's actually not over for me.
Okay.
Because I did reply to that email and say, hey, it said click to join. And I said, click what? Because there was no link. And then I texted and I said, hey, there's no link here. And Kevin, instead of saying, sorry, sir, said, the link is also in the calendar, which my calendar's not hooked up to my computer, also, so I would have to join Zoom from my phone, which I can't do. I did find the calendar invite from my email on my computer, and when I clicked it, said the host has another meeting in progress, so the link must have changed at some point.
Do we need a lesson on what the word also means?
Yes.
The link is not also in the calendar.
Yes, that's
the
true.
Link is it was never exclusively sent. In the calendar.
The link is available only in the calendar, and that one's out of date.
That's true. The initial one I sent somehow expired.
Yes.
I don't know Thank how, because it says it is for 5 o'clock today. And then when I clicked on it this morning, it said it expired. So then I sent a new one to just Whit and Clay, I guess.
Expired. You remember the ant? The ant? Expired. Expired. That ant?
Remember the ant from Ants?
You remember that ant?
The one ant that tells you when it's expired. And I do want to welcome our guests, and I love having them here, and I hate that they have to see this side. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got your podcast. You know, you two have a podcast. You know what it's like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't want to see how the sausage gets made, necessarily. What you want to do is just chow down on the sausage.
Talk about eat the sausage.
Talk about eat it.
We love that stuff. Are we allowed to talk yet? I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know if we...
I can't remember, sorry.
No.
Okay, sorry. Okay, well, I'm glad that we asked.
Hayes decided no. I'm glad you did, too, because I actually didn't know. And I would have been wrong. I would have said, please talk for the rest of the time. I'm going to go take a nap. I'm exhausted. The whole link thing, my hand's killing me. Not to mention I got to smooth things over with the missus. The curse words I was saying. Let me just say, if, you know, the attitudes stay the way they are right now, it's going to be quite a long time before you hear me say dicks.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting the frosty treatment.
I love to eat boiled sausage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Clay, don't say anything.
What? I'm sorry.
Fire. Say we're not allowed to say anything.
Go home. Come home. My dogs are barking.
Mm-hmm.
I put that big, the big pot of water is waiting for me. I set that on the stove in the morning because I know I'm that's a little gift for Hayes later. Then I just fire it up, wait 30, 40 minutes. Water gets so hot.
Oh, the water's practically boiling.
I drop that sausage in there. Splash everywhere, hurt me.
There's essential oils in the water often too, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just to make the aroma, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also because then it's healing my arm that I hurt.
And your barking dogs.
And my dogs. Hold the bun over the pot, steam the bun.
Steam bun until it just rips apart until you pinch it and it just disintegrates and just runs down your sleeve.
Try to use the bun as tongs to get the sausage out. hot sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps falling in. Have to keep putting in more buns.
Ugh.
Get Make out of hot the sausage.
Eat it.
Eventually all the buns absorb all the water that was in there, and now I can just eat it as basically soup. Sausage
so
bun soup.
So good. Sausage bun soup. I get home, I'll tell you, end of a long day at work, and it's always a long day. I mean, we're working with Kevin's your boss. You get home and you know, I get in the living room, I grab a cord of wood, split it myself, stack it up on the couch, some flint, some magnesium, a little bit of coconut husk. I get that thing started burning, man. And I just throw the sausage right in the middle of the fire. And usually at some point in the middle of it, I go, wait a second. I got to open the skylight because it gets smoky. Mm-hmm. But I like smoked sausage.
Mm-hmm.
I throw it in the fire. Then I'll throw the bun in. Then I'll try to get a new log, two logs, and just log, big log tongs.
Mm-hmm.
Pinching it, try to toss it, try to throw it up and eat it, you know? But the problem is some of these pieces of wood that are burning end up looking like sausage as well. Mm-hmm. I'm throwing those up into my mouth.
Yeah.
It's a crazy day, man. It's a crazy day. Feeding myself like a dang seal at the aquarium. You know?
Talk about
eat sausage, yeah. The two of you.
Well, I'd like to first answer the thing.
Who's
this? There's someone at the door.
That was Mitra, to be honest.
Yeah.
Jahari.
Okay. Beloved guest.
Yeah, she ran off.
Oh, she's one of the favorite
guests. In a blind
guests.
Rage.
When the people who listen to the show list their favorite guests, Mitra is always on there. She's up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you are Mitra and Clay. Today. Mitra and Clay.
Well, Clay nice. Gets mentioned.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you guys are guesting today.
There's some
Clay's
of my,
here, which is great.
There are some of my favorite guests as well.
Can I answer the question
about the podcast?
What?
Can I answer the question about the podcast?
That never happened.
Yeah, refresh my memory.
Yeah, I like. You asked earlier about the podcast, and I would like to answer with I do like sausage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. He's been squiggling around in his chair for the last 10 minutes trying to.
You have been squiggling. You have so much energy today.
Yeah.
You've just like.
That's scary.
I know we joke around a lot, and that's fun, but Clay loves sausage more than both of you.
Okay.
I didn't say
I loved it like more than anyone. Like,
right.
You implied it with how long you take to make the sausage. Clay will eat raw sausage. Yeah. That's how much he loves that stuff.
Well, there's a reason why I'm shaking and all that. I ordered some Onnit pills. You guys order Onnit pills, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't order them.
I'm off it.
I knock over the truck.
The what? The Onnit truck?
Yeah, I see that Onnit truck.
Yeah.
Pull off to the side of the road. Grab a ski mask.
Like the Kevin,
throw out sneak a, in to
throw
sneak
out
in
tack
your
tread.
Your punchline between shots set up and the resolution of that set up. It's very sneaky.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, man. You ever have somebody come over and just cut the grass? And you show up, you check the oil, you filled up the gas, you get out there with your push mower, and you go, son of a gun. There's no lawn mowing to be done. Kevin was
okay.
Here.
Talk about the pill.
Well, I ordered about a handful of them, and I got more. I was expecting to get one little vial, but I got a whole mess of them. And instead of having them go to waste, I just had a good bit of them today. And that's
okay.
It.
What is the
onnit.com?
Yeah, what's that do?
The Joe Rogan pill?
It's nootropics.
Gotcha. It's nootropics. It's a natural brain booster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps That's you cool. functioning as an apex podcast predator. Top
cool.
of the food chain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little podcasting.
That routine. Makes a lot of sense that Clay's been taking that because he's had some problems lately.
Yeah.
Some real problems. Anger problems.
Why do you say that?
Which is crazy that we're even in the same
Whoa,
room
Clay,
right now.
Clay,
Clay. Sorry.
Clay,
dude. One second. Clay. I just want to see what he... I just want to see what he's talking
well,
about.
Well, you can let go of my shirt.
All right. Cool. No, speak up. Say something. Say it right now. Say it to my friend.
I just want to say that...
Wait, don't say anything.
Okay.
Whip.
Don't no, let him speak. No, let him speak.
Well, maybe you.
No, he has a really big mouth. You might as well use it. Go ahead, speak.
Okay, Hayes or Sean, maybe you guys want to take the lead here.
Okay. What's okay. up? Anyone wants to talk?
I'll say, and this comes, Clay, from a place of love.
Okay.
Whit told me.
God damn it. Oh, with his big mouth. Oh, I can't wait for this. This is going to be really good.
God damn it.
That you've been having big anger problems and that he caught you. Uh-huh.
Right.
Kicking the trash can, knocked trash everywhere.
Fuck. So what? Everyone does that.
Shit.
No, Clay. No, not
you were kicking it. Clay.
Don't.
Clay, number one, was kicking it out because Clay likes going through the trash, and this trash
well,
can
I saw that
didn't
little top
have
cat.
Any
I saw
of the
top
stuff
cat
he
cat.
Liked in it.
Can I say something?
Not a fish bones.
Can I say something?
Banana Whit, peel on the on. Side.
I said, those Whit. Are my fish bones, kitty. Get the fuck out of here.
And the cat runs off with his fish bones, and Clay starts kicking the can, and I'm in the background,
well,
and I'm saying,
to...
well, Clay, maybe there's going
to
be a Whit? Banana peel
Whit,
hanging
you,
on the side
Whit,
of
can
it.
Can you shut up for two what? Seconds? I forgot what I was talking about. Go ahead. Continue talking.
And he said, oh, I don't even care anymore. I just want to kick the crap out of this fucking bitch.
Yeah.
He said that. I didn't. That's Clay saying that, not me saying that.
Okay.
And he goes, cranky. He goes, cranky.
You saw Top Cat.
Yeah. Well, that's what I call him. He's a little sneaky little cat that comes into my little back alley for my fish scales. And I said, you can't get out of here. You can't be having my fish.
And Clay bones. Gets mad. And Clay's already mad. Sorry, Clay.
Yeah.
And I'm only saying this because I feel safe around Hayes and Sean and the gang. Is that, and Kevin, is that Clay okay. gets mad at Top Cat because he can put the fish in his mouth full and then pull the
Come
fish
out
and it's just bones. And Clay can't do that. And that creates a real steaming anger.
What happens Clay. When Clay tries to do it?
Well, fish stuck. Hits his face.
Yeah,
he gets
just
slapped
doesn't
in the
even
face.
Get into his mouth at all.
Mm-hmm. He just yeah, the fish basically
he's
bites
just laying
him.
The fish against his cheek.
Yeah, he gets.
That's, boy, that's so far from the intended result. You know,
is that where
you would get to eat the whole fish? You get to eat none of it this way. In fact, you get the stinky fish is just you know sort of on your in your beard and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when that's Clay does, really Clay tough. Says, "I haven't started yet." Like when it just like connects with his like basically closed mouth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I haven't even started yet. I haven't started. And then he acts like, well, if you're going to act like that, I'm not even going to do it. But he clearly
right.
did try to do it.
If he's yeah. like, if you think I started, if you think that was me starting, then you honestly don't even deserve to see me do it, which I can do it.
But he,
and then a couple times, even as he's pulling it off, he kind of is like,
well, and sometimes
snapping at it, but just.
If you catch him and you say, Clay, do that thing you do, and or I haven't seen you do it, and he says, I can do it, I just don't feel like it right yeah. now.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, right. he can't, and that's
he
why he gets so mad.
He clearly does feel like it.
He feels so much
feel
like yeah. it because he got all geared up to do it. Mm-hmm. Guys, do you mind, and I this is just, and Kevin, maybe you can cut this back in. I'd like to change the sound, the word of what I say when I ejaculate. So what's happening for me is, and this is the swear word that I'll get in trouble for, is, and I'm getting closer, and it's happening, and I'm right at the moment, and you just hear me go, Beavis and Butthead. Beavis and Butthead, Beavis and Butthead.
That's,
yeah. I'll edit that but, back in.
Yeah. The podcast, you have podcast. American yeah. Arts and Culture Review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, Hayes, you've done it.
I've done it. It's on the dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Forever Dog. Sean, I asked Sean a lot of times to do it right when he had a child.
Yeah.
It's and true. I'm about to have another one. Let's try to schedule it now okay. because I think in the next couple of weeks.
And so Sean kept going, this baby doesn't like when I do podcasts.
Yeah.
And I'd say, well... I
would love to do it. You know, I get a real kick out of you guys. I guess if Clay calms down a little bit, I'd yeah. be ready to go on the show. Because first it was, I had, you know, big, busy life, child, everything. Then when I started to get that under control, Clay started having these episodes Apparently,
that's
all around
Whit's
top
mouth
cat.
Got really big.
Well, see, mm-hmm. the thing about our podcast is Clay has extreme rage in his personal life, yeah. but then we hang out with this guy named Rod, and Rod mm-hmm. is a real problem as far yeah. as being he's a criminal. He's a full blown criminal. So yeah. next
the,
to
the
next
sexual
to
kind,
Rod. Mm-hmm. Clay is a saint, but then when me and Clay get alone together, mm-hmm. like we are
then
right now,
you open your big mouth.
Clay wants to, if he had a mallet, he would bonk me on the head with it and squish me flat to the ground, and I would go wah, wah, as I walked down the hallway.
Yeah, big yeah. wide feet, just yeah. you know, oh, yeah, with like a little like just a manhole cover version of you on yeah. top.
If Clay could do that, yeah.
Rod is a. I just want to like second. Rod is a violent pervert.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's a if you bend over, he's going to sniff.
Yeah.
So that sort of that fills up the space, you know, it's sort of like yeah. the size of the container of your podcast is mm-hmm. already full
yeah.
with like deviancy yeah. and then yeah. Clay has to adjust. Right. And by comparison,
well, then I take my anger out on him and it's justified.
Exactly.
And everyone agrees.
Clay can very eloquently he can articulate his anger very well towards Rod.
I say, you say that again, we'll break your neck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One
and
punch.
And so Rod is constantly walking on eggshells around us.
This fight.
Meanwhile, Clay doesn't know that I'm. What are the hits?
What's up?
What are the hits, Sean?
The two hits.
What's that?
It'll be me hitting you. And your head hitting the surface of the sun.
Yeah. What the hell? That's an uppercut. Yeah. Big uppercut. Oh, yeah. Holy.
Yeah.
Damn.
Break through the atmosphere.
Shoot.
And you hear, you know, they say in space, no one can hear you scream. I'll hear this scream.
Oh, yeah.
They will actually hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll hear this one.
Damn.
Say hello to the comets for me. Do me a favor and say hello to the comets on your way to the surface of the sun.
Yeah.
We love that.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I fantasized about my big punch fight, and I still do, and it would be that if you were to come at me, one of y'all.
Me?
Whichever one is coming at me. I would walk backwards and grab you by the shirt, and I would backwards tumble, kicking you over me and into a tree or something. You know what I mean? And you would fly Whoa. Upside down into the tree or whatever. And you
so
would die.
You would.
I wonder how you would do that with no head. I wonder how you would manage to do that when your head is melting on the surface of the sun.
Yeah.
Right. This would be before that, I guess, which would send you into the wanting to punch me
to
the
boy,
sun.
Oh, boy,
you
really deserve what happens to you then.
Yeah.
So that fight would be three hits. You tumbling me. Me hitting you and your head hitting the surface of the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I wouldn't even have time to say ouch.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Okay, Clay, what's your big punch? Everybody's going to do their big punch, obviously. We've got to go around the room and all do our big punch.
Your fantasy punch. The punch of your dreams.
Oh, my punch of my dreams? I guess my punch of my dream would be I'm in a school situation.
Yep.
And a guy stands up. He goes, I'm school shooter. Mm-hmm. And I stand up. And I go, whoa, you can't do that. That's illegal. And then he goes, I don't care. I go, you don't care about the law? The law's, that's the land. Without law, it's anarchy. And he goes, well, I think that's cool. And I go, you think that's cool? That's not cool. That's stupid. And he goes, you know what? You're right. That sounds really dumb and stupid. And then I pull out my gun. And I go, you just walked right into this one, you bastard. I said bastard a lot in high school. And I said, well, guess what? He goes, what? I go, I'm going to shoot you, you dumb bastard. And then so I shoot him. And then he dodges that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And so he dodges that, and I'm out of bullets at this point.
Yeah.
And I go, what the heck? Where did he go? And then he comes behind me and then he shoots me and I survive.
But it does, you don't dodge it. It does connect.
It does. No, it does connect with the leg. Okay. And it doesn't feel good. And I'm on the ground.
Yeah.
And, then Wit takes off his mask and it's him. And I go, why would you do this to your best friend? And he goes, I'm just messing around.
Yeah.
And I go, well, mess around with this. And then I pull out one of those grenades and then I put it in his ass. And he blows up, but his skin doesn't burst. He just blows up like a balloon. Mm-hmm. And then he gets back to normal, but smoke is coming out of his nose, his mouth, and his ears.
Mm. Okay.
And everyone in school is pointing at him and laughing.
And that pisses me off.
Yeah. And what do you do?
So I go up to you and I take one of those.
Why did you want to shoot up the school? Before we go, just tell me why you wanted to shoot up the school.
That's private.
Okay, sorry.
It sounds to me, I don't want to speak for Clay, but it sounds like that wasn't even ever really his intention, because he goes directly to you. He's pretending to be someone else.
Let's be honest.
He probably knows where you keep your gun and that you only have one bullet. You guys are best friends. Then he pulls off his mask afterwards.
My school gun.
And it says he was joshing you. Yeah. So it seems like his intention really was just to make you, trick you into a situation where you could try to play the hero. Actually, it was futile. He was never intending to do anything.
Yeah, and you had it right all along.
Yeah.
You had it right all along, which is that I'm kidding when I do that.
Mm-hmm. But you did shoot me in the leg.
But I was kidding.
Okay.
What was your math?
That's also for saying that anarchy isn't cool. You know, at that point, he does have a duty, as a total badass to defend anarchy. Yeah.
What's
the mask?
You're like sitting in class...
No, go into great detail what the mask was. Who was it? I don't have all day.
You know how the Halloween guy, that's William Shatner? Uh-huh. That's his face painted white. I had that same
finally, comes
style
in white.
Of mask, but it's Jason Momoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I was wearing in high school.
I don't know, why does Jason want to shoot up the school? What the hell?
And everybody goes, Jason, I thought he had a machete. And you said, Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
And I was just kidding around. I was messing around. And I only shot you in the leg because I knew that you were cool. I thought you were cool. You're chill. And I thought you were messing around, which is why I shot you in the leg. Until you put the grenade in my butt.
Yes. Yeah.
And that, honestly, I have like a lot of damage to my insides.
I put a grenade in your ass and it went off. What do you expect?
Mm. Well, like I have some serious problems. Like I can't eat like a lot of different food now because of that.
Because the grenade in the ass?
Yeah, some food goes right through me now.
I have to eat a lot of the same food.
Mm-hmm. What's one food that you
can't
eat?
Name a food you can't eat and for symmetry, name a food that you can.
Well, I can't eat Gatorade. And I've been trying for
it just falls
years.
Out.
So you can only do the gum now?
Right.
Yeah.
Again, I'm exclusive to Quench gum, Gatorade gum. I can only get my gums from Foot Locker. Mm. And I've been trying for years to make my own Gatorade at home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I just can't get the taste right. But, you know, I can't.
Which is so weird because your home is the University of Florida Science Lab.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I went to school. And now I live there.
And now you live in the University of Florida Science Lab, where they have, like...
Well, you went there
It's
for...
really easy to make Gatorade there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to do my own batch of Gatorade. I've been trying for...
Okay.
And you originally went there because you're blown up ass.
I went there to be studied.
Yeah.
And that's what got me into school.
Mm-hmm.
And I eventually
They're
got
like, we
got
to find a way, some reason to...
Yeah.
Admit this guy as a student because I
keep this
need
guy's ass.
To study that ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need to see it. Can I talk about this a little bit?
Sure.
Whit, because you're at the University of Florida Science Lab. You're trying to make your own batch of Gatorade. You're not able to do it. And do we think maybe this has something to do with you never ask for help?
Exactly.
Well, it could be, you know, and that's something I'm talking
There's
about.
There's nothing wrong. It's not weak to say, I need help. I can't get my Gatorade batch right. I think that makes you more of a man.
To ask for help?
To say, I don't know how to make the Gatorade batch. Maybe not more of a man, but it's fine to do. To say, I can't make this Gatorade. I need help with my flavor ratios.
Well, and who am I supposed to ask, though? That's the thing. It's like,
For starters, how about Hayes?
Yeah.
Hayes, you know about this?
Just ask me. Yeah, I'm whipping up a big-ass batch.
But do you know how stupid
right over there.
Do you know how stupid I feel to be a second-year senior right now?
Yeah.
At Florida University of Florida?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the second-year, 23-year-old second-year senior who asking people around the campus for Gatorade. Homegrown Gatorade help.
It's a tough thing for you too, because we all, as we're whipping up these like huge like tanks of Gatorade, we're also like drinking so much Gatorade at the
same
time.
And it's staying in, and it's not coming out our ass.
And yes, exactly. And it's staying in. So like that is helping us. That's replenishing us.
Yeah.
That's like keeping our like electrolytes. And whereas like you are so tired, so pissed all the time. We're and laughing. Like, we're never, ever mad. Like, so
can,
it makes
I can
it more
only
difficult.
Drink Sobe. Like, I've only drank, as if I'm trying to get my electrolytes after a workout, I can only drink Sobe.
Strictly
the pina colada.
Measured, yeah.
The pina colada one.
Just that, because that one's a little thicker. So you couldn't even have the great power Sobe with the creatine in it.
Yeah.
No.
Or the Clay, silly strawberry. What's going on?
Clay, you're home brewing Fruitopia. Is that right?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
Okay. What's your rig?
Like my rig?
About, yeah. Talk about your, what are we working with?
Wait, like,
gear wise.
My gear. Okay, cool.
Geek out on this stuff.
I have a big wood barrel. You know about big wood barrel?
A cask.
Nice. Old school.
A cask.
Old
school. And he inherited this from his grandfather, so there's nepotism.
My grandfather was homeless.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he would wear this with some suspenders.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and I said, I can put that into some
he
use.
He gave it to you.
No,
in
he didn't.
Death. And so then he was buried. So he was buried nude, is what you're...
No. He said, this is all I have. Okay. And at this point, I was thinking about my Fruitopia at home. Okay. I know I can, and I go, he goes, this is my only possession I have is this barrel and these suspenders. Okay. I go, not anymore. Okay. Not after my Fruitopia.
So he's alive and nude.
Yes, right now. He's alive and he's naked right now.
Okay.
Yeah. But I get to make Fruitopia, so it's about living life is about sacrifice. Sacrificing your
for
only
future generations
for
as well,
future,
you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't it all, because the barrel has no bottom.
Yeah, well, I haven't made a successful batch yet, because it keeps
falling out,
and the suspenders gets in there, and I have to pull that out, so I have to make a new batch.
There's one patch of his carpet that is really fruity and delicious. It's a circular patch where he puts all the fruit and the liquid in there to mix it around. But, you know, obviously there's no bottom, so it just soaks into the carpet. Smells really good.
It smells really good. It's I have people come over, step on the fruits.
The grape lady came.
The
over.
Grape lady came.
She came over.
That's
the grape
where lady. She got her start. Actually.
Wow. Yeah.
She started out at the
same with Apparently Kid.
Yeah,
and the
Apparently Kid got his start
Apparently
there.
Kid.
A lot of people
like
don't
turtles,
know that.
Yeah,
I like turtles. Was there?
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
That was the first kind of like, that was like Ellen before Ellen, basically, where like people would come on and like get their break there. And
yeah,
also,
you have
the
Ellen
the
show.
You would do
and
also.
Before the Ellen show, it's the Clay's Fruitopia Step on Fruit.
Yeah.
Shop.
Yeah. Damn Daniel started at your Fruitopia stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, because he had the white bands and the guy said, Damn Daniel, don't go near those.
Oh,
those
so
fruits.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
interesting. Kind of settles a debate we were having about.
Yeah.
Which one of them is Damn Daniel?
Yeah.
Oh, so you think Damn Daniel is the white Vans guy, which I do too.
I think that Damn Daniel is the one whose name is Daniel and has the white Vans. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just well, I believe the terminology was the damn Daniel kid.
Yeah.
No, it was who is damn Daniel. So what you believe is wrong.
Wow. So wait, are you all in a fight?
Your beliefs are wrong. No, it's actually been resolved. So that's
okay.
Yeah.
So actually we are. That's the fight is over and it is we have our answer and damn Daniel is the one with the white Vans.
Yeah. Creator of the phrase damn Daniel.
So it seems like it's not resolved though. Yeah, it seems like Sean.
It certainly doesn't seem that way to me. Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years
They
in
make
the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them, and this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads. Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to...
Yeah, it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook
podcast. It's about jazz.
Yeah,
it's about
yeah.
movies and films.
Mm-hmm.
What have we been digging into recently on the show?
Old. Remember the movie Old? We also okay. did.
We did Old at a theater in New York, packed theater.
Okay.
We did that. We did White Lotus.
Which you call Brown Lotus.
Which I call Brown Lotus.
Why?
You'll see why in the last episode.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet.
We did Space Jam. Remember
We did Space Jam Legacy. A New okay. Legacy.
A New yeah. Legacy. Interesting.
Should have been called Space Jam Cool It with the Gradient Orange and Purple Color Scheme.
I don't know.
Well,
no, that is, yeah.
You can't.
We're doing that.
You can't.
We're doing that really soon on a different show. And I was actually going to say that already on the show.
Oh, sorry.
What?
So, yeah, I was actually already going to say that. So if you hear me say it now, I was actually already going to do that. And I think you know that.
I was going to say it too.
Sorry.
And everybody knows that I was going to say it.
Sorry. It's always my best jokes that other people already had the idea for.
Yeah.
That's just the truth of it.
Yeah.
That's just the reality. But mostly, like, right now, our podcast is really diving into, you know, just dynamics between friendships, close friendships. Me and Clay, we obviously have our mm-hmm. issues that are distracted by our friend Rod, who's a full-blown criminal.
Yeah.
And will be incarcerated at any moment. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we just shoot the shit like you two boys. You know, it's fairly similar, to be honest. Mm-hmm. We could be y'all's little brothers in a way. Little brother podcast.
I am hearing that the Attorney General is building a case around Rod.
Mm-hmm.
And is actually working on building a jail around him as well.
Good. Mm. Well, that's what we all need.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. See, I always think if Rod went to prison, he would finally be happy because he would be able to be safe. He would know people are safe.
Yeah.
That's what he wants?
Yeah.
He just wants people to be safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have y'all been going to a lot of movies?
Yeah, dude.
Cool.
Oh, yeah?
Hella movies, dude.
You'll find me at the cinema.
Yes.
Cool.
And when I'm in there, man, two rows.
You get two rows?
I use two rows.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
I put my legs over the back of one seat, and then I put my head on another seat, mm-hmm. and then I hold up a mirror to see the screen.
My friend comes. He tries to sit right next to me. I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird.
Plenty of room. Heard of a buffer seat? Have you heard of a buffer dog?
He moves one seat over. He moves one seat over, but I'm already kind of there. I'm already like stretched out into that seat as well.
Oh, yeah.
And like flopped over into the next row. And this is a theater where we have dinner as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I'm lying in a multiple dinners.
Mm-hmm. Because I ordered for him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's nothing better than when your bud. There's nothing worse than when your bud, who you order for, tries to sit by you.
Exactly.
That's a pain, man.
You got to get that guy a couple seats away.
Mm-hmm. Then he gets to bellyaching about what he would have wanted. Didn't even get to see the menu.
He'll have the turkey, please.
Would you like to wait for your entire party? No, we're ready to order now. He'll have the turkey with peas.
So, you talk about music.
Are the peas round today? Can you ask the chef if the peas are round?
Yeah.
That's okay. Just cut them in half. Sorry.
What happened?
I just was laughing.
Is that how you laugh?
Yeah, you know when you laugh.
That's how you laugh?
That's your laugh?
It's my post-wind-down laugh because of how funny y'all are acting.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah, I'm cute. Sometimes I can be.
Wait, Hazel, what you're saying about music?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
Wait, do that. Do the little cute noise again?
Do it again.
Aw.
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 Clay, do you have a cute noise?
Hello.
Aw.
Hello, gang.
Yeah, that's little.
Aw.
It's fun to be cute. Guys, let's be cute. Come on, Sean, let's be cute.
Okay, I'm trying to think of one.
Here's
Hang on, I've been trying to think of one this whole time.
Hayes has one. He just raised his hand. He's got one locked and loaded.
Yeah, I can. Well, I can be cute. I'll let Sean be cute first, but I can be cute too.
Well, Hayes, why don't you be cute? Because I'm still thinking of one.
Okay. I'll be cute.
Tasty.
That's good. Oh, I don't think honestly, I don't think it was a good idea that you went first because now you're setting a high bar.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're going to fly right over it.
Mm, tasty.
That's Tasty Boy, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we got to name our cute guys. Mine's Aw.
Yeah.
Mine's Aw guy. And that's Tasty Boy. Who's yours, Clay?
My name's Tiny because I'm small.
Yeah. And who, Sean, what's up?
Thank you, kitty cat.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Who's that?
Who's this? All right.
That's.
Hey, Hayes. Hey, Hayes.
His name is Demon Man.
That's not cute. Hayes, do yours again. Can I hear yours again?
Tasty.
Oh, that's Tasty Boy. I like Tasty Boy.
Mm-hmm. What about Kevin?
Kevin, do you be cute now?
It's time for bed.
That sounds like dad.
That sounds like you.
Cute dad.
Dad's telling me it's time for bed.
No, that sounds like...
Thank you.
No, dad's not cute.
Shh, time for bed, kids.
That's grandpa. That's baby. That's grandpa babysitter.
Baby grandpa.
No.
I have a new cute.
That's not what baby grandpa means.
I have a new cute.
Hello?
That's little. That's baby answers phone.
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds a little like tiny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a little like tiny. Hello?
No, his is different. His is different.
Hello?
Sounds a
little. Wait. Let me try a new one. Do a new one.
Let me try a new one. Hang on. Hang on. I've almost got it.
It's fun to play.
Okay.
That's really cute. Yeah. Kevin, do you want to try again?
It's time for school.
No.
That's daddy.
That's a dad. That's a single dad. That's hopeful dad.
Come on.
Or maybe that's like kitty cat. Like maybe that's Sean's friend kitty cat who's like helping him. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Wake up and business. Get ready for school
Thank
and stuff.
Thank you, kitty cat.
See, like that's nice, but that's not what you did is not cute.
It's fun to play.
Let me try something that's different than tiny because I feel self-conscious.
Yeah,
because I copied Clay. Clay, will you do tiny just so I can remember how not to be tiny?
Hello, everyone. My name is Tiny because I'm 1 foot tall, and my favorite TV show is Blue Bloods.
All right, now do yours.
Okay, this is different though.
Okay,
just off the top of my head. So.
Well, I just think that the best stuff.
Wait, can I talk to you real quick?
What? Yeah. Wait,
guys, can you mute whatever thing that you can do just so I can have a private conversation with Wit?
No.
Can I say something real quick, Wit? Yeah. They're not listening, so I can be.
Okay, well, they're looking right at us.
Well, okay. So and that's why I'm not going to physically hurt you. Okay.
Okay. What's going on? God.
You know how can you do your voice again?
Oh, I was just wondering.
You know what that kind of sounds like?
What?
Sounds like a smaller Tiny.
Well, maybe it's Tiny's. I don't know, Clay. We grew up in the same hometown, so we have similar voices. Like, we knew the same kids. So, like, all the comedy stuff that we do is comes from the same place.
Right. But do you understand how if someone tinier than Tiny would be cuter? Do you ever think about this shit?
I'm trying also to be cute. If I would have had a chance to do a voice.
No, you're trying to be cuter.
I was doing a noise. That's how this started.
Yeah,
where
yeah,
I was doing my laugh, and then I do a wind down noise. Then you come in, and now you're saying words.
You're about to do a whole new noise.
If what's that?
Your new noise is going to be, ow, my head. Is this blood?
Well, you said that you weren't going to do anything, and I feel safe with Hayes and Sean watching, even though we're muted.
Right.
But let me go back to my point.
Yeah.
You come in and you change the rules, which is that you can say words and you say hello, you do your voice. Okay. If I would have known that I could do a voice, I would have done it. And then
you need a lawyer voice.
And then
when you're talking
everybody
to me, you need a lawyer voice.
Think you're copying. Everybody would think that you're copying.
I have a new cute voice idea.
Okay, I'm ready.
Sorry.
Hugging is a very nice way to get squeezed.
Who's that?
The Blood Lord.
What? I like it. Okay,
so he would like Wit's new character.
Yeah. He's the Blood Lord he's Sergeant Bones' nephew.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And Sergeant Bones says, love the taste of bones.
Kevin, do you want to try one more time?
Happy birthday, sport.
Why are you my dad?
Okay.
Kev, my man.
Thank you.
That's daddy, dude. That's daddy.
That's kitty. Yeah.
No, that
that's not
is
kitty.
Daddy, dude.
I hate to say it, but dude, that's daddy.
Dude, that is daddy, dude.
That's not daddy, dude.
Dude, it's daddy, dude.
Dude. That's and by the way, daddy.
Dude.
By the way, just so y'all's listeners know, we're not down with that cute shit. In reality, we're badass dudes.
Yeah.
and this is how I normally talk, and I only talk the way that I was because of for comedy purposes.
That's
dude.
Why it's so funny that I would ever be cute. I hate that shit.
The joke
is us being cute when we're actually the opposite, which is we're rugged.
Yes, my dude.
I'm so raw and badass.
That's facts.
That's big facts.
I love shit that is rusty and hard.
And metal and chains and is sharp.
Yes.
Yeah.
And is hurting
and
on
what?
My arm.
Food that is salty.
My arm is so hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. Why can't they make the new movies as the style of the old way of movies?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. If it looked like the old movies, it looked awesome, dude. Mm-hmm. And you people can't. Got hurt as much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
And now it's Harry Potter. Why wasn't Harry Potter James Caan?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Buddy, yes.
Harry Potter.
Yes.
Exactly. He walks in. What is this shit?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What is this trix?
Hey, Voldemort. Who the fuck is Voldemort? Get the fuck out of here, Voldemort, with that fucking shit.
All the fellas stand up and clap.
Ron Weasley should have been Tom fucking Berenger, dog.
Yes.
Hermione
should have been Joe Pesci.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which would go something like this, Clay. You got the impression. Take it away.
Hello, everyone. I love.
Well, Joe Pesci would have been doing a cute character.
Hello, everyone. Yeah. My name's Joe Pesci.
Yeah. Really good.
I love candy. I love I love shopping for shoes and CBS All Access.
So he's Southern too.
Yes.
Sounds Plus exactly now. Kind of exactly like
yeah,
your mom.
It's Paramount Plus now.
Hey, Joe Pesci, it's Paramount Plus now.
What?
It's Paramount Plus now.
There is no CBS All Access. That got folded into Paramount Plus.
Clay, you're on Hollywood Handbook.
You lied.
You do your research.
Oh, Joe Pesci lied to us.
Where does he watch Blue Bloods?
Get him a fucking Snickers.
Paramount
he
Plus.
Watches a Paramount Plus.
What's this?
Clay, Paramount Plus, my guy. You don't even know? You got a Roku? I've been trying to get Clay to have Apple TV for years.
Yeah. I'm a Roku man. I love debate? This stuff. It comes with the TV.
Yeah, I'm a damn Roku family over here. Although, I'll tell you, of late, there's been some issues.
What's up? Talk about it. We love this. Inside.
I don't know if I should get into it again, you know?
Okay.
But Clay probably gets what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Which is the entire idea, you know, of the Roku initially was there's no conflicts because they don't make any original content.
Exactly.
There was no Roku channel at first. It was just a device. So you didn't have this Jeff Bezos is pissing off whoever's running Apple these days, Tim Apple.
Yes,
and so then
hamburgers, remember?
Right? So Tim Apple won't have Amazon Prime, so I can't watch Bosch on my Apple TV.
Yeah.
But then if I get my Roku, I can watch Bosch and Ted Lasso, you know, ideally, but not anymore. They took Apple off. They're fighting with them. Now they can't. HBO Max goes away. I can't get that for 3 months, so then I'm missing all these great shows I didn't get to watch. The Undoing.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's fucked up.
I'm telling you, man, Roku really, I was very sore at them. It's like the whole point of Roku was they didn't have these conflicts, but they want to be in the content game. And who's watching a Roku show? I'd be happy to have one on there. I'd sell some of the Roku channel tomorrow. What do you want? You got to know what they're in the market for? Bunch of Little League dads. Is that what they want? It's Little League dads show. All the dads, they're friends because the kids play Little League. They're into the sport. You know, that's the backdrop. But then it's just a friend. It's just a buddy show hanging out. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's one mom. You know, I wouldn't mind seeing that. Maybe it's all moms. You know, I'm flexible on it. It's whatever you guys are interested in. Mm-hmm. If you know someone at the Roku channel, Clay, it sounds like you've got a good relationship.
I got some hookups. I got some emails.
It's whatever you want, you know. if they're sniffing around for little, you know, little
they're sniffing, yeah.
stuff and or any idea they have, they want to make the app next door into a TV show. That, you know, I know that was something that people wanted at one point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it had to be positive. It couldn't be any negative posts that reflect what next door is. It had to be communities coming together. Mm-hmm. So that, you know,
you got to get those damn BMX bikers to stop riding around in your cul-de-sac.
Exactly.
They're jumping over at my trash.
Yeah. You can't park here. What are you doing?
Yeah. Get out of here.
You
with
can't
that.
Park that BMX here.
Yeah.
Park that BMX on this.
Harry Potter's girlfriend, Cho Chang, should have been Sam Elliott.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that would go a little something like
quinoa. The doctors got me eating quinoa. Damn hell.
That's her famous line.
Harry, the damn doctor. Voldemort's making me eat quinoa. For my heart condition.
So that's Sam Elliott as Harry Potter's girlfriend.
We love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah.
Who are the other characters?
You know, Whistling Jim.
Mm-hmm. Dobby the house elf could have been Tom Selleck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the fellas.
Tom Skerritt. All the Toms could have been in it. We got Barringer, Skerritt, and Selleck.
Miss McGonagall could have been...
Who?
Miss McGonagall. She could have been...
Miss McGonagall?
Yeah, Miss McGonagall.
That's Bobby Duvall.
Yeah,
that's Bobby exactly. Duvall.
That has to be... Robert would... He would make such a meal out of that role. Be unforgettable.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
oh,
so
God.
Good.
So can we good. Fit a snarky smartass in this mix?
Oh.
Who are you looking at?
Who, like...
Who you got in mind?
What do you think? Who's the best snarky smartass?
I mean, you got Paul Reiser.
Oh, he would be a really good snarky smartass.
Paul Reiser is Snape?
He go, yeah. The thing is, I don't know, Harry Potter's a little bit too strong for me.
The nice man.
Oh, hey, no, Harry Potter's too strong for me to fight with.
Yep.
So I gotta bow out. Oh, Tickery Talker.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's so good.
And the thing is, people would be scared and they'd be laughing.
Exactly.
Which we
Draco
love.
Draco Malfoy, right?
Oh, and he's an extra baddie, so he would be played by Al Pacino.
Exactly. At his age now.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Harry.
And Harry is, who's Harry played by again?
Do we ever see
James
that?
Caan.
And so he goes, hey, fucking Draco, fat fucking damn it, I'm a fucking guy, hurt my fucking shoulder. Playing Rickety or whatever. What's
Harry,
it called?
You and me.
Only thing bad about this
mano
movie
a mano, I'm the Quidditch broom.
Hey, no, I'm the Quidditch guy. I'm going to catch all this stuff as soon as my shoulder heals and my wife gets mad at me one less time.
I think the worst part about this movie is it's going to be hard to watch because of all the fellas hooting and hollering in front of you.
Yep. You're going to have to see it two or three times. That's why it's going to make their money back.
Fellas, sit the hell down. I'm trying to watch my movie, Harry Potter.
Well, and you're immediately going to go mid-movie, get another ticket for the next showing.
Yeah.
And it repeats itself. And Clay, this is called a monopoly.
Exactly.
That's what a monopoly is.
Yeah, when you try to get the next movie because there's too many fellas hooting and hollering.
And then the next movie, there's even more fellas.
Yeah.
And that's a monopoly.
Exactly.
You know? And that's why we don't like J.K. Rowling, right?
Hayes is so angry right now. He's just shaking his head.
I think he went off to try to get some people that, like, you know, he knows these money funding people. He's going to try to get some of the Marvel people to give him some cash to make this Harry Potter.
Harry Potter's
Marvel?
Yeah, he's Marvel.
Yeah.
What's he? One of the Avengers?
Yeah.
He's one of the fourth tier Avengers, but they kind of screwed the goose because they made the Harry Potter movies earlier, so they're in this crazy deal
now
battle.
They've got to retcon everything.
Yeah, okay. They're waiting for a new Harry Potter to be written by the executives.
Henry Potter.
Those are who write the movies, right?
The executives. Yeah. Yeah.
Hardcore Henry Potter.
Yeah, hardcore Henry Potter. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be shot like a first-person shooter video.
It's all GoPros, yeah.
Which everybody loves that. That's been successful. That's like one style of movie that always is a hit, and so it's good they keep doing it.
Yeah.
Because it's gonna make its money back.
Just put a GoPro on someone's head and just film it for an hour and a half.
And you're gonna make some money, honey.
Yes. Throw them around.
Toss a guy the GoPro around. I'd watch that. Put a guy, guy goes, why is this GoPro in my head? And then you toss him around and he goes, I know what this is.
Yeah.
This is box office gold.
Yes. Sorry, I wasn't listening.
No, okay.
I was thinking about where Hayes might be. I miss him so much sometimes when he's gone.
He's probably getting a sip of that Gatorade.
Yeah.
And it's Florida home. Have y'all talked about how Clay lives on the bayou in Florida?
Clay, that's where you're living?
Yeah, that's where I live now.
What, in the Everglades?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, the bayou is probably not the Everglades. Huh? Those are two different things.
It's the bayou Everglades. And so there's gators, there's flamingos, porpoises.
You say what to me? What was the last one?
We're talking about how Clay lives on the bayou in Florida.
Yeah.
You guys are still here?
Yeah.
Yeah, where'd you go?
I was bored as shit, dude.
Yeah. Why did you come back?
Hayes is wearing a tuxedo right now, by the way. He came back.
And this is so crazy. Like, I tried to come back. I was like, I should go back.
Yeah.
I tried to go back. And then Kevin sent this email with the link. And it said, click the link. But it wasn't the link. It was just... It just said click the link. It's just the word click the link.
Wait, did you click it?
It wasn't the link.
Right.
Oh. It's just the words.
I couldn't click it.
So that is that. But Kevin is over here twisting his little knuckles in his hand as if it's part of his big plan to make you look like a fool.
Yeah. I think you're getting gaslit, my man.
Yeah.
Is Kevin still daddy?
I was thinking about maybe like FBI kitty. We've got the place surrounded.
I think that's better. It's better than daddy. Kitty is better than daddy.
That sounds like...
I don't know, but it's like a...
Clay loves anything like involving cops or the FBI.
Like yeah. Sounds like Spy Kids, daddy.
I've got a new cute thing. I think it's new.
Okay,
so...
Great.
I don't feel like I want to do it anymore. Never mind.
No, we're supportive. No.
Yeah, go for it.
Hayes and Sean haven't really even blinked since I said it, so...
Hey, I want to hear it. I'm wondering if I've got any more in the tank.
Okay, so this one is different for sure than Clay's.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. What's that over there? What's that over there, mate? I think that I would like a little bit of that if I could have some.
Australian clays?
You're so far away. Come closer, little boy. Little boy, I can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
What's that over there? Maybe I could have a bit of that if it's okay, if there's enough
British.
Left for me.
A bit British,
sounded
isn't
Australian
it?
From the back of the
car. I don't know. Okay. Sounds a bit...
Maybe I could have a bit of that if that's okay. I'd like just a little bit of that, please. Please, mister.
It's Oliver McTwist. Do your character Oliver McTwist.
Excuse me, sir. I was wondering if I could have a bite of that, and then I could go do a nose ground down the hobble ledge. If that's all right, sir, I'm a bit hungry, and if I get enough food, then maybe I'll be able to frontside flip Hollywood High 16.
He's a skateboarder, too.
It's Oliver McTwist.
It's Oliver McTwist. Clay.
Come on, Clay.
I'm so sorry. I was just thinking it just sounded like Tiny, and that made me go into a big rage.
Oh, that's wonderful, mate. If maybe I could have a bit more pudding, then maybe I'd be able to stick the frontside 360 off the four block.
Okay, that's very similar to the last thing you said.
Yeah. That's, you know, there's not a lot.
Well, some, yeah, similar to tiny and similar to less.
How is that like tiny?
It's tiny, but a bit.
That is British.
It is a bit British, isn't it?
Ugh. I hate myself.
Sean, did you have a new acute thing?
I don't think so. I mean, I could do one, but I just don't think it's going to fly.
This is pretty cute what you're doing now.
Yeah.
It's bashful.
Yeah.
I could give it a shot, but I don't know if it's cute at all.
Okay.
It's really just okay. In my head right now.
Okay.
Okay, hang on. I like the smell of potato chips.
Oh, I love this cute guy because he's older than the other guys, but he's still cute. And he loves the potato chips. Wow.
Well, I like the way they smell.
The smell, yeah.
Yeah.
Why can't he eat them?
He's in jail.
For what?
Fire stuff.
Oh, arson.
He doesn't like that word.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Really good. Really, really good.
I don't know. It's fine.
But this, well, Sean is cute too. So.
Oh, thanks. That's nice. You know, I think I'm going to take off.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
I'm probably going to split. Later. It was so awesome seeing you guys. And hey, let's get, and why don't I do your show?
Okay.
Would love that.
Yeah, let me know, you know, and we'll schedule. It'd be a long process, but I think it could be fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. I would do it again, too. I think I did good enough to be asked back after like 4 years.
Yeah.
Oh, we'd love that.
I think we'd looked cool in the picture, too.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I haven't even face filtered you, so I haven't even done any funny face stuff to you, so either of you. I feel like I did it to Sean's child.
Okay, good.
Oh. Okay, nice.
I sent it to you. He didn't respond.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. He responded to this.
What you don't do is give a newborn child some teeth and a beard and just send it to people without telling any. People don't love it all the time.
Well, you know, I'm sorry if I didn't respond. I should have at least said, hey, don't do this.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Lasan bring back another edition of What's the Scenario? The boys call Amazon's customer service. Shonk and Bang release the trailer for season 3 of Hollywood Masterclass, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes, including today's with Whit and Clay, at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.